Respected Ulama-i-Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. There are no words that we can use that can possibly do justice to describing the greatness and the majesty of Allah. Allah is Akbar. This expression, from the time we are born, we learn in the hadith to whisper the azan in the ear of the child, so that the first thing that enters the ear of the child, Allahu Akbar. Normally we translate this, what is Akbar? It's a comparison, like you get big, bigger, biggest. Small, smaller, smallest. Akbar, from Kabir, Allah is the biggest, Allah is the greatest. However, in reality, this doesn't do justice to describing Allah. Similitudes, examples, parables, this is human nature. For example, something is very fast. If you want to establish speed of something, we know lightning strikes very fast. So we say faster than lightning. Sun is very bright, brighter than the sun. More beautiful than the moon. However, when it comes to Allah, laysa kamithlihi shay, there are no comparisons or parables with Allah. Allah is beyond anything we can imagine. Two verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this expression, Allahu Akbar. Like ulama say, sometimes we say, earth is small, Allah is big. Sun is small, Allah is big. They say, ye bachcho wali yaqeen hai. This is the conviction of a little child. Allahu Akbar. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. If we put these two verses of the Quran together, look at the analogy that is put forward. وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرًا. Allah says, if the trees that are on the surface of the earth, this مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرًا does not just mean the trees that are on the land. If you look at this 24,000 kilometer ball circumference of the earth, 29% is land, 71% is ocean. The ocean and the makhluqat and creation in the ocean is more than on the land. In fact, scientists, marine biologists, they estimate, they say 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean contains 100 million organisms. So what is Allah saying? مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرًا. Currently, in this 29% land, they estimate that there are 3 trillion trees. This expression, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرًا, doesn't mean the trees that are here now. From the time the earth was created, currently until Qiyamah, every tree has to turn into pen. Waters of the ocean, as I mentioned, makhlukat and creation, vegetation of the ocean is more than on the land. The other day I read one article. They said marine biologists, centuries of research, millions if not billions of dollars and pounds spent, still they have only been able to map about 9 or 10% of the creation of the ocean. Such a unique creation that it is said the ocean is divided into five zones, plus minus. The salinity, the chemical composition of each of these zones changes, so that the vegetation and fish that are contained in this zone do not cross over to the next zone. And what is in the next zone doesn't cross over to the next zone. What is the extent of insan's knowledge about the ocean? Sunlight goes up to about 400 or 600 meters, maximum 1 kilometer. Bermuda, Philippines, etc., the ocean goes 11.2 kilometers deep. Submarine, tons and tons of steel. Such is the pressure of the ocean that the most a submarine can be submerged is 400 to 600 meters. If it goes any lower than that, then like an egg it will be crushed. Such is the pressure that is contained in the ocean. Yet, 11.2 kilometer deep, tiny, tiny fish. How are their body able to sustain the weight or the pressure of the ocean? If you want to put it in layman's terms, it's the equivalent in the depths of the ocean. The pressure that is bearing on that tiny fish is equivalent to 48 Boeing 747 aeroplanes. Yet, look at the design, look at the precision. Total, complete darkness. You and I need to see. When we see, we need light. How are those that makhluk of Allah able to see in the depths of the ocean? وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ Allah says, the trees on the land, the trees in the ocean, the trees that were, the trees that are, the trees that will become right up till Qiyamah, all this has to turn into pen. The waters of the ocean have to turn into ink. And then say now, say to insan, say to jinnat, that right now, use the trees that have become pens, use the waters of the ocean that have become ink. What must you write now? Write the tarif of Allah, the kalimat of Allah, the tasbih of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the great sage of Islam, Imam Hasan Basri rahimahullah. He used to say, there is nothing that is more beloved to Allah than Allah's hamd and praise. This is why Allah started His Quran. Allah started His Quran. In fact, one day Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the masjid. He summons one sahabi, calls him to him. This sahabi delays in coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why does he delay? He is engaged in nafil salah. So this is what caused the delay. So when he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that I summoned you, why didn't you come immediately? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I was engaged in nafil salah. The adab and etiquette, the ihtiram, the honor, the maqam, the status of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi recites to him the verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, istajibu lillahi wa li rasulihi, idha ma da'akum. That all you who believe, when Allah and His Rasul call you and summon you, then immediately accept the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you were supposed to break that nafil salah. Allah is saying, "Istajibu lillahi walil rasuli idha da'akum." Nevertheless, having taught him the adab and the etiquette, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that before you leave the masjid, he holds his hand and he says, "Before you leave the masjid, I am going to tell you what a'zamu suratin fil Quran. A'zamu suratin fil Quran, the most august, the most magnificent surah of the Quran." In one riwayat with regards to this surah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not in the Torah, not in the Zabur, not in the Injil, and not in any revelation did any surah come upon any Nabi equivalent to this one surah. Such a Quran this ummah was given. One day, Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah mentioned in front of his students, he says, there is one surah in the Quran. There is one surah in the Quran in which there are 10,000 masail. 10,000 rulings can be extracted from one surah. The people were astonished that what is he talking about? How is it even possible? One surah referring to Surah Fatiha, the first surah upon which your gaze falls when you open the Quran. 7 verses, 130 words, 130 letters. How is this even possible? 10,000 masail. People felt he was joking or he was jesting. That became the basis, or that became the drive or the incentive for him to write his tafsir. What tafsir? Tafsir Kabir of Allama Razi. In that he mentions more than 10,000 masail of one surah. More than 10,000 masail. In fact, Quran, this is Bahrul La Sahila Lahu. It's a limitless ocean. Mu'jizatul Khalidatul Da'ima. This is that mu'jiza, that miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was revealed upon Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khalidatul Da'ima. This mu'jiza will remain right up till Qiyamah. Such a miracle was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's kalam. In fact, how many commentaries have been written? Ulama estimate more than 450,000 commentaries of the Quran have been written. More than 450,000 commentaries. One commentary, tafsir, one tafsir of the Quran, tafsir Hawi, more than 800 volumes. Some commentaries, 3 volumes, 5 volumes, 10 volumes, 15 volumes. 100 volumes. This is more than 800 volumes. And yet every commentator of the Quran, after having written any commentary on the Quran, says, I have only scratched the surface. I could not fulfill or do justice to the Kalam of Allah. Such a Quran this ummah was given. This month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَى عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. From the inception of the heavens and the earth, Allah says the number of the months were 12. If you look at the Islamic calendar, the names of the month, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Shawwal, Zulqada, Zulhijjah. These 11 names, from the inception of the heavens and the earth, Allah tells us in the Quran, 12 months, 11 months, the Arabs kept the name in the Islamic calendar. This month, Allah kept the name. Shahru Ramadan, in the Quran, Allah's Kalam. Shahru Ramadan. Quran is Kalam. Quran is Allah's sifat. It is Allah's attribute. It is Allah's quality. And like Allah is limitless, Allah's sifat and attributes are limitless. In Kalam, in speech, there is intonation. There is nuance. Now if you look at this verse, Shahru Ramadan. This is a very light expression. Shahru Ramadan. Followed immediately by what? The first thing that comes into the mind. Shahru Ramadan. Alladhi kutiba fihi siyam. The month of Ramadan in which Allah has prescribed fasting for you. That is what it should have been. But, like I said in Kalam, there are depths and there are heights, low and high. Those who understand Arabic, if you ponder on this expression, Shahru Ramadan is a very light expression. Then immediately the level is raised. In other words, what I am about to tell you is very, very important. Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Qur'an. Hudan Linnas وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Then فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Allah highlights the Quran. Highlights the Quran. There is a special link between the month of Ramadan and revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in the riwayat of Ibn Majah, you find other riwayat, but the famous one, Unzilat Suhufu Ibrahim fi awwali laylatin min shahri Ramadan. Every revealed book was revealed in the month of Ramadan. The Suhuf of Ibrahim, According to that riwayat, 1st of Ramadan. The Torah of Musa alayhi salam, 6th of Ramadan. The Injil, the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam, 13th of Ramadan. The Injil of Isa alayhi salam, 18th of Ramadan. And according to that riwayat, 24th of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Other riwayats are there, but every revealed book was revealed in this month. The dictate of the month, the call of the month. Allah gave us Ramadan for what? This is a manifestation of the manifest rahmat, mercy, compassion, kindness of Allah. Put it in layman's terms, what is Ramadan? Time to put on brakes. Time to get things in perspective. Trying to understand what is my purpose in this world. 11 months of the year, we find the pull and the nasha and the intoxication of the dunya, the bagdor of dunya. We tend to lose sight of the objective. Janaza upon janaza lifted up around us. Every setting sun in front of us. The decline of the world in front of us. But such is the pressure of the rat race of dunya, that if you are not in the correct environment, naturally, insan tends to forget and he gets caught up with worldly pursuits. So every now and then, a wind of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An expression of mercy. Such mercy this month that Ali radiallahu ta'ala needs to say, Lo arad Allah, an yu'adhib ummat Muhammad ma'atahum Ramadan. If Allah wanted to punish the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He would not have given them the month of Ramadan. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the minbar. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Salasan, three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. What is this? Something impending. Something momentous. Something gigantic has occurred. Mada yastaqbilukum. Like I said, this is kalam. In kalam there is highs and lows. Mada yastaqbilukum. Or like, for example, if the earth had to suddenly shake, or you had to hear a loud explosion. This is mada. What happened? Something is coming. Something has occurred. Umar stands up. Sahaba looking around, they can't see anything. So Umar stands up. Awahyun nazar. Ya Rasulullah, some revelation come? Qala la. He said no. Aduun khadar. Ya Rasulullah, is there some enemy that is about to attack Madina Munawwara? We must take up our arms. Qala la. He said no. Then sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Rasulullah said, Ramadan has come. Wa inna Allah ta'ala yaghfiru fi awwali laylatin min Ramadan likulli ahli hadhihi al-qibla. Such a month, such an opportunity has come that on the first night of this month, Allah forgives the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such an opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Primarily, what does Allah highlight? Allah highlights Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Connect to the Quran. The goal of Ramadan, the objective of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become muttaqi. So that the consciousness of Allah has to enter the heart. The nuraniyat of Allah's love, the nuraniyat of Allah's ta'alluq. Allama Ghazali rahimahullah, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, مَنْ وَجَدَ مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ وَجَدَهَا أَحْلَى مِنْ كُلِّ مَحَبَّةِ. There is nothing more sweet. There is nothing more ecstatic. There is nothing more enjoyable in this world than to find the love of Allah. Than to find the connection with Allah. For this heart to connect with Allah. What? We find expressions in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَاكَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ ذَاكَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. My Nabi used to say, He has tasted the sweetness of Iman. the ecstasy of iman. When it comes to tahajjud salah, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah has kept my shahwat. Allah has kept my ecstasy. Allah has kept my enjoyment in standing in tahajjud salah. Ramadan, one opportunity we are given, one chance, one wake up call. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tasahharu fa inna fi suhuri baraka." He said, "Wake up for sahri." Wake up for sahri. Logically, you're eating less. Logically, your fasting hours are going to be less if you eat sahri. Now in winter in England anyway, it's early breakfast and a late lunch. Hardly any hunger you are experiencing. Yes, we are still encouraged. Wake up at the time of sahri for what? Not because of the food. To knock the door of Allah. To cry before Allah. Give some section of your night to Allah. We're worried in this world. We want the best bed. We want the best comfort. We want every ease and luxury. And for that, stupendous levels of sacrifice are being given. What about the comfort in the qabr? What about the comfort and luxury of the day of hashar? Allah Ta'ala, time constraints obviously, so I'm not going to go into it. Just one expression, many verses in the Quran. Allah describes the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One place, Surah Muzammil, Allah says, "Inna Rabbaka ya'lam." إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك إن ربك verily your Rabb. In other words, the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is directly addressing his Habib. إن ربك verily your Rabb knows that at times you are standing 2/3 of the night. Times you are standing half the night in tahajjud salah. Winter months, if the night is 12 hours long, what is Quran telling us? That the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times would be 6 hours long. 6 hours long. And he said, "Inna shahwati," Allah has kept my ecstasy in that. Allah has kept my enjoyment in that. I remember our Jamaat 1993 when we went to Raiwin Markaz, we just entered. One of the Akabirin met us. First thing he looked at, South African Jamaat, he was Ulama Jamaat. He said, "Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke fikr dil ke andar ho, aur raat ka kuch hissa Allah ko nahi de raha hai, ye namumkin hai." اگر رات کا کچھ حصہ اللہ کو نہیں دے رہا ہے اس کی مطلب یہ ہے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے فکر دل کے اندر نہیں ہے. The worry of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the heart and some section of the night not given to Allah, this is impossible. If some section of the night is not being given to Allah, then it means that the worry of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is not in the heart. What was his night? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, young boy. When I say young boy, on the one hand, ulama refer to him as Bahrul Ulum, Tarjumanul Quran. These are the titles given to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Tarjumanul Quran, such a intricate understanding and perception of the Quran Allah gave. And what was it the barakat of? He says, "My Nabi, young boy." Why I said young boy? Because at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abbas was in his early teens. So his interaction with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a young child. "I observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for istinja." So look at the perception and understanding, the jazba of khidmat in this little child. He says, "I took the water for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his wuzu etc. and I placed it," and then not showed off, stood there, I brought the water, placed it and went away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finds the water. He inquires, who placed this water? He was informed that it was his cousin Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Two or three exchanges like that, I'm cutting it short, the riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him dua. One riwayat it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand on the chest of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. Allahumma faqqihu fi ddeen wa allimhu ta'weel. Oh Allah, give him the nuraniyat and the understanding of the Qur'an. The barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This little child, he was still a young man in the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And yet, he was made part of the special shura, the consultative assembly of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, containing this young man. Young child basically in his teens, elderly sahaba were there. So they said one day to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how is it that you are bringing this youngster in this gathering? وَلَنَا أَبْنَاءٌ مِثْلَهُ. We've got little children his age. نَحْنُ أَشْيَاخُ بَدَرٌ. We are the seniors of Badr. We have little children his age. How is he being included? The crux, I'm not going into the detail of the incident, but the crux, what did Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu illustrate to them? That the basis of the superiority and dignity that was given to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was his understanding of the Qur'an. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. Allah will raise people through this Qur'an. And Allah will bring people down through this Qur'an also. مَنْ جَعْلَهُ أَمَامَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ قَادَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if my ummah will keep the Qur'an in front of them, this Qur'an will take them to Jannah. And if my ummah will turn their backs on the Qur'an. What is Qur'an? مَاحِلٌ مُصَدِّقْ شَافِعٌ مُشَفَّعْ. مَاحِلٌ مُصَدِّقْ. Qur'an is your defense system. Quran will argue for you. Sahabi makes tahajjud salah. He didn't realize. He put his tent up on a grave. It was a cover. He didn't realize it was a cover. He's making tahajjud salah. And what he can hear? From the cover, from the grave, someone is reading Surah Mulk. Reports this back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is qabr? Today, unfortunately, we are living in a very scientifically minded, technologically advanced age. This is why this concept of qabr, akhirat, jannat, jahannam, for many of us, Allah forgive us, these are just theories. We talk about it. The reality hasn't entered the heart. Marna hai bhai. Everything around us is in decline. Everything around us is reminding us. No one came to stay in this world. Every one of us in reality have come to die. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu shay'in halik illa wajha. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. What are these expressions Allah is saying? This is Qur'an. This is Qur'an. Halik illa wajha. Besides Allah, everything will be destroyed. We are the ummah of the Qur'an. We are the ummah of the Qur'an. Understand, my respected brothers, our thinking, our goals, our objectives, our ambitions, our desires cannot be the same as the others. There has to be a difference. Allah talks about dunya. What does Allah say in the Quran? I'alamu. This is such an ajeeb expression. I'alamu. The word I'alamu comes from ilm. In other words, acquire this knowledge. Know this. Take this seriously. What I'm telling you is knowledge. Allah is saying, I'alamu. This is imperative. This is command. What my Allah? What should I come to know? What is so important that I cannot do without it? اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah is commanding the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, know this, bring this knowledge, bring this conviction in your heart, that these huge palaces, these big industries, this economy that you are running behind, this embellishment and glitter and glamour, you pick up a fancy magazine, 5-star holiday, beautiful sandy beaches, England is very cold now, somebody is looking in Africa, the sun is shining. Problem is the cameras are not that advanced, they can show you the tiny mosquitoes that are there also. So people get carried away. Now they want to put what? Bathrooms on aeroplanes also. What is this? Sobar chaman mehka, sobar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. Laibun wa lahun wa zina. Allah says all this is what? Game. Games. Sometimes you see a little child. Little child is playing with the toys. When the toy breaks, what happens? Sobbing and crying like someone died. What do? You looking back? Because you have so matured intellectually, you do not relate to the grief of that little child. So the 2 or 3 year old child, the toy broke, the child is sobbing, you are smiling. Why? Because you are supposed to understand better. This is the analogy Allah is saying. Don't get carried away by these games. لَعِبٌ وَلَهُنْ وَزِينَ تَفَاقُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. They are competing with one another. تَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Paisa jama kar rahe, paagalo ki tarah. Gather and gather and gather. What is its reality? كَمَا سَلِغَيْ. This is the beauty of Quran. How many places in the Quran when Allah speaks of dunya, Allah compares the dunya with water. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Here also Allah says, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ, like rainwater. Ulama mentioned, why this analogy? Because they say water is never still, it's always moving. Water always flows, it doesn't stay in one place. Eventually it dries up. Like that the dunya also, no matter how much you cling to it, yesterday it was your father's, today it's the son's, after it's the grandfather's, yesterday it was somebody else's, today it will be somebody else's. No matter how much you try to cling to it, this dunya does not stay in one place. Second analogy ulama give, they say water, if you try to grasp it, try to catch on to it, try to hold water, it doesn't stay. You aren't able to grasp it. Exactly like that, this dunya. Pagalo ki tarah, like blind, mad people, they're running behind it. They want to own it, they want to possess it. You want to know how much of the dunya you really own, visit the Qabristan. That piece of ground, there also, it gets reconstituted. After a few years, somebody else is put in that grave. That's the reality of dunya. Another analogy ulama give, they say that water, when it is too much, what happens? Then there is flood, there is destruction. When it is too less, there is drought. Dunya also, people got too less, pareshan. They got too much, then the pride and the arrogance comes in. كَمَا سَلِي غَيْثِ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ. Look at the analogy Allah gives us. Games, amusement, competing with one another, amassing and gathering. Allah says this is the reality of dunya. Today you look at a lush, and a green field, beautiful flowers. The birds are chirping, music in the background, the height of health, attraction, beauty. The question arises, does it remain like that? Does not autumn come? Does not winter come? Will not that lush green, beautiful field of today eventually become a brown, dry collection of dust? Is there not this constant reminder of decline with everything in this world? Allah says, كَمَاءٍ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Don't be deceived by what is there in front of you. You will have to leave this behind. Look at the taqat, the vehemence. When Allah speaks of dunya, the tone of Quran is very, very light. Ayyamun ma'dudat, mata'un qaleel, kasarabin biqi'a, yahsabuhu adh-dham'anu ma'a. When the expression turns towards akhirat, towards qabr, towards akhirat, towards what is the reality, then, like I said, we are the ummah of the Quran. Come out of the shackles of deception. Come out of the call of the media, of this batil propaganda machinery, 24 hours of every day, in every direction, somewhere with pictures of naked women, somewhere with advertising billboards, somewhere with the Google and internet, somewhere with the mobile phone, in different directions, polluting the thinking, polluting the mind, instilling within us the deception of permanence of this world. Allah calls out, Quran calls out, we are the ummah of the Quran, our thinking can't be the same. Quran is haq. وبالحق انزلنا وبالحق نزل وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته لا تبديل لكلمات الله انه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل. الله اكبر. Allah is calling out, this kalam is haq. What is the reality of this dunya? A day is coming. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت. Same message, different manner Allah expresses. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ. Same message, different expression. الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ يَوْمَ يَكُونُ. The same message, different manner. الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. Again Quran calls out, يسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. What is Quran telling us? Run behind this dunya, amass this dunya, finish yourself for this dunya, build a best palace, acquire whatever you want, but know and understand, you will die. You will have to leave it behind. The sun is going to die. The moon is going to die. The mountains are going to die. The earth is going to die. Everything besides Allah will die. That Allah who created all this, it is His decision. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا سَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. We will obliterate. We will destroy everything. This heart has to connect itself only with Allah. This month was given for that. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Come out of this deception. How much is it going to be this dunya? How much longer is it going to be this dunya? How many more janazas do you want to see? Statistically, today we do like to go onto the internet. Statistically, this is a proven fact. Between now and tomorrow, in the next 24 hours, 160,000 people will die. In the next 1 year, 365 days, 60 million people, almost the entire population of United Kingdom, will die. What is the reality? What is the world? Sahabi goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was reading Salah on a cover, he didn't realize. The person was reading inside the cover, Surah Mulk. What does my Nabi say? Hiya al-mania, hiya al-munjiya, tunjihi min azab al-qabr. Such a Quran you were given. Wealth is Quran. Wealth is Sunnah. Wealth is to devote your life to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wealth is for this heart to connect with Allah. Wealth is in the dead of night to get or go to that musalla and cry before Allah. Wealth is to make that effort to earn akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. No matter how beautiful, how attractive this dunya is, how many places my Allah is reminding us of over and over and over again. Mata'ul ghurur, mata'ul ghurur, mata'ul ghurur. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. This is a lie. It's a treachery. It's a deception. That personality, such knowledge Allah gave him. Such knowledge Allah gave him. Wahab bin Munabbih, rahimahullah, says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْتِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَمْبَدِ رَبْلٍ مِنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. What did he say? Wallahi. Not normally. Wallahi. He says, I take qasam. I take an oath on my Allah. Mad dunya fil akhirah. Illa mithlu ma yajalu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam. Falyanzur bima yarjih. He said, all this entire world, this embellishment, this attraction, this life, this glitter, this glamour, compared to akhirat, compared to akhirat, compared to akhirat, is like a droplet. Not just a drop, not even a droplet. You put your finger in the ocean, lift it up, no droplets remains. What goes on the finger? The wetness. Stand sometimes in front of the ocean. Look at those rising waves. 71% is water, 29% is land. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, wetness, wetness, wetness of the finger is this dunya. So where is the justification? Where is the justification that people are priding themselves on dunya? Running behind this dunya. Quran is calling out. The life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls out. Ramadan was given for this, to put the brakes. Get things into perspective. This is the wind of mercy from Allah. On the other hand, we are warned. Fattaku shahra Ramadan. Fear this month also. What fear? Who should fear? لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. The one who finds Ramadan and doesn't put brakes, doesn't change the direction. This month is the month we were supposed to be connecting with the Quran. What did he say? He said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مَنْظَرًا قَتُّ أَفْضَعَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبَرِ. He said, I have never seen anything. I have never seen anything more dreadful and more fearful and more fearsome than the scene of the azab of qabr. And this ummah was given a Quran. He said, Fihi suratun, thalathuna ayah. He said, there is one surah in this Quran, only has 30 verses. Oh my ummah, one hadith it comes, he said, it is the desire of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Surah Mulk and Surah Al-Islam in Sajda should be in the heart of every believer.
He said, it is the desire of your Nabi. The desire of your Nabi. And what did he say? I've never seen anything more frightening than the scene of the qabr. But Surah Mulk. Surah Mulk, it comes in one riwayat that the malaika of azab will come towards this person. They'll first come towards his feet. All of a sudden, somebody will be standing there and say, you cannot come near. Who are you? I am Surah Mulk. Come from the side, that surah will be standing there. Allah will give it a shape and form. Come from the head, that surah will be standing there. Such a Quran we were given. And what is the attitude? What is the attitude? Many, many places we see it. That even that Taraweeh Salah, we want the Hafizahs to be what? Ya'lamun Ta'lamun. Can't hear anything they're reading, just get the Ya'lamun and Ta'lamun, then we're happy. Right? In other words, get it over as quickly as possible. Some places, like I say, I'm not talking about UK, I'm talking about South Africa. One place outside the masjid, they had two signs. One arrow pointing this way, parking for 8 rakats Taraweeh, and this way, parking for 20 rakats Taraweeh. I'm not going into the fiqhi ikhtilaf, but where is the shock? Where is the inclination to make our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many verses in the Quran? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا. One verse. الله أكبر. تتجافى جنوبهم تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. If you look at this expression, تَتَجَافَى. تَتَجَافَى, the root word is جَفَى. What is جَفَى? To distance yourself. Like we say in our language, جَفَى كَشْ أو Jafadari, in other words, bewafai, to be disloyal. So look at the beautiful manner in which Allah describes. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madajya. They are some slaves of mine. The verses before that is sajda ayat. Where Allah Ta'ala praises them, their recognition of Allah. Then it continues, tatajafa junubuhum. In making wafa with their Allah, they make jafa with their soft bed. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعَ. What are they doing? يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Tahajjud is the time for the acceptance of dua. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, their legacy. If you look throughout Quran, what was their legacy? Dua. Anbiya came with da'wat and kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. Da'i nahi ban sakte dua ke baghair. You cannot do the work of Rasulullah ﷺ without dua. Dua. This is why our elders are saying, kaam karne wale bohut hai, rone wale bohut kam ho gaya. Workers are plenty. Today the shortage is dua, the crying. In fact, ulama say, Allahu Akbar. Tatajafa junubuhum. Yad'una rabbahum. Yad'una rabbahum. They say, when this ummah was crying in dua at night, at that time the ummah was smiling in the day. Today, when this ummah stopped crying at night, where is the ummah today? Walk into a Muslim home, sometimes in gush. You don't know where to put your face also. Why? First thing you see, that plasma screen. Now they got curved plasma screen. High resolution definition. Millions of pixels. What is it? Instrument of zina. father, mother, teenage children sitting together looking at zina taking place. And then you want to know why the heart is getting hard. Why the effect of the Quran is not there. This gaze is a poisonous arrow. نَذْرُ سَهْمٌ مَسْمُومٌ مِنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ. Poisonous arrow. The zulmat is entering the heart, as a result of which the heart is getting hard. A lot of times people come and say, right, can't concentrate. Can't concentrate in salah. Mind is going here, mind is going there. Ulama say, Allahu Akbar. They say, just as without wudu, salah cannot be made, in exactly the same way, understand, concentration in salah will never be found if the gaze is free. Lower your gaze. Al-Iman wal-Hayau Quranau Jamia. Ida Rufi Ahaduhuma Rufi al-Akhar. My Nabi said, Iman and Haya, Iman and modesty are two inseparable entities. If one is not there, the other can never be there. If there is no Haya, there's no Iman. This boyfriend, girlfriend culture, this intermingling culture, this contemporary. In fact, today, under religious guise, we are told that Islam has to keep up with the times. Islam has to appeal. And what is behind it? Breaking down this barrier of protection that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have given. Lower your gaze! This is why it is the lament and cry of our elders. By bring the words of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alive in every home of the Ummah. Establish the halqat of ta'aleem. Bring the nuraniyat, bring the light. When the light will come, the darkness will be dispelled. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Ramadan was given for these nights for dua. Beg before Allah, cry before Allah, shed that hot tears before Allah. Look at the way in which Allah describes it. Ulama say that if you want to find the love of Allah, there is a balance, like a bird with two wings. When the one wing is not there, it won't fly. It needs both wings. What are the two wings? Khawfu wa tama'a. Khawfu wa tama'a. On the one side, the fear of the azab of Allah, and the other side, the hope in the mercy of Allah. The fear to abstain from haram, to abstain from the disobedience of Allah. The hope, we are weak, you will make sin. The door to Allah's mercy is open. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who describes this khawfu wa tama'a. Fear on one side, raja and hope on the other side. He describes it like this: if on the day of judgment an announcement had to take place that everyone is going to Jannah besides one person, I will fear I am that one person. And if the announcement is made that everyone is going to Jahannam besides one person, I will have hope that I am that one person. خَوْفُ وَتَمَعَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. What does this mean? What we gave them, they spend in the way of Allah. They are devoted to striving in the path of Allah. Coming back to this verse, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. The night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran is describing. If you can't do it rest of the year, at least this month, we are given an opportunity. Take some section of your night and give it to Allah. Cry before Allah. Rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. When the ummah was crying at night, they were smiling in the day. Today they are crying in the day because the cry of the night has stopped. What was his night? Allahu Akbar. How Aisha describes, radiallahu anha. She says at times he would be in sajda so long, that I feared that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. Then she says, I would bring my ears closer. I would bring my ears closer. And Allahu Akbar. She says, I could hear from the heart of Rasulullah SAW, غَزِيرٌ كَغَزِيرِ الْمِرْجَلِ, the sound of a boiling kettle with the worry for the ummah. Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. Where is that cry today? Where is that connection today? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, I digressed earlier. Youngster, he says, I wanted to find out what was the dua that my Nabi would read in tahajjud. Bukhari says hadith. Today's youth, what was his age? Estimated. If you look at his age at the demise of Rasulullah SAW, his age when this shock entered the heart was probably 7 or 8 years of age. 7 or 8 years child in Medina, this was the shock. What does this teach us? This translates for us the environment of Medina Munawwara. Our youth today of 7 and 8 and 9, what is their concern? Allah forgive us, that mobile phone is destroying the iman of the ummah. Today you see youngsters in the back of the masjid. What activities they are involved in? This is what our elders say, jab karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam karenge. If we don't do what we were supposed to do, we'll do what we're not supposed to do. Every home of Medina was a markaz of iman. This is why it is the lament and cry of our elders. Hazrat ji Mona Inamul Hasan sahab rahmatullah alayhi, once they asked him, they said, sare masturat ke mehnat jo ho rahe, the whole world masturat effort is taking place, masturat jamaat coming out 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, masturat weekly taaleem, masturat fikr, what's the objective? Three words he said, garo ki taaleem, garo ki taaleem, garo ki taaleem. Establish the halakat of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. Qala Allah, qala Rasul. Whole family sit together. Quality time. Muzakara of the 6 qualities. Iman. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I stands up, Allah give him long life. He used to say, Allahu Akbar. He used to say that find out how many sunnah there are that we are supposed to be practicing upon in our home. Bring and enlighten the home with sunnah. Such jewels we were given. I'm not going to mention the whole hadith, just the crux of it. Time unfortunately is running away. Mafhum of one hadith. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any one of you, he mentioned 3 things. In return for these three amal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will make your risk and your sustenance easy for you. Allah's help will be with you, and when you die, you will enter into Jannah. One of the three amal, he said, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ, when you enter your houses, enter with salam. Enter with salam. Ya Anas, Ya Bunayya, he said, oh my beloved son, referring to Anas, Khadim Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ تَكُنْ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. He said, you want barakat in your home, enter the home with salam. Today we enter the home with what kind of expression on the face? There's no smile also. I remember when we were in Juzah in Jordan, 1995, they gave us one karguzari of one jamaat. There was one brother, he had a very boiling hot temperament. Very furious temperament. Sometimes even on a cold day, he'd perspire. Once he took a knife and chased his father. People were petrified of him. Jamaat got hold of him, he spent 3 days. But 3 days spent correctly. After the 3 days, he walked into the house. When he walked into the house, he smiled and made salam to his wife. She almost fainted. Tabligh is not bayan. Actual tabligh is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba didn't have to give big bayan. They used to say, kunu mithlana, become like us. Because they became the living embodiment of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That father who he had threatened, he kissed his feet and asked him for forgiveness. That same woman, his wife, she started encouraging all the women in the town, send your husbands out in the path of Allah. Nevertheless, my Ehsan Sahib says, he says that if there are 100, for example, if there are 100 sunnahs that pertain to domestic life, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us sunnahs in the home, 100 sunnahs, for example, there are, he used to say, daily make mashwara. Husband, wife, children, family, sit together, make mashwara. That from this 100, how many are we practicing upon? If you're practicing upon 30, then make fikr every day to increase the 30 to 40, the 40 to 50, until our homes are lit up. Why? This is nuskha-e Qurani, Quranic prescription. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring his sunnah into your life. تَهْتَدُوا. Allah says we will open up doors of hidayah. Every sunnah is hidayah. Every sunnah is noor. Sahaba, they had this jazba, not in their homes only. Sahaba wanted to bring his sunnah alive in the four corners of the world. That is the zimedari and responsibility of this ummah. That is our response, that is the imtiyazi sifat of this ummah. The jazba and the zeal, not only to bring sunnah in our lives, but to bring the whole world onto sunnah. Connect the whole world with Allah. 7 year or 8 year old child of Medina Munawara, what was the jazba? What was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his tahajjud? What was the tahajjud salah of my Nabi? He says, I took permission from my aunt Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. When it is your turn and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be in your house, give me permission. I want to come and observe the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah. This is tarjumani for us. This is to teach us what was the environment of Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Lengthy riwayat, he describes Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in sajda. Sajada laka sam'i wa basari wa lisani wa mukhi wa idami wa asabi. One riwayat it comes, Allahumma laka sajadtu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu. سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وصوره وشق سمعه وبصره فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. His du'as taught us abdiyat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Quran says the trees turn into pen, waters of the ocean turn into ink, and the entire makhluk have to write now, write Allah's kibriyai, write Allah's jalal, write Allah's azmat, write Allah's greatness. He told that sahabi, before I leave the masjid, I will teach you azamu suratin fil Quran, the most august surah of the Quran. Held his hand to create the anticipation. When he reached the door of the masjid, then the sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, you were going to tell me what is azamu suratin fil Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is surah Fatiha. What is surah Fatiha? Surah Fatiha, Allah's greatness, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'bud, Wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. He said, أعظم سورة في القرآن. Allah's sifat, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. Insan right, jinnat right, anbiya right, malaika right. The trees will come to an end. The waters of the ocean will come to an end. But ma nafidat kalimatullah. Allah's kalimat, Allah's tarif, Allah's azmat will never come to an end. And in the du'as of Rasulullah s.a.w. this is what we are taught. This morning, we were mentioning Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta, anta, tu. Ya Allah, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي. فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. It is impossible grammatically to contain in one expression, Ya Allah you, Ya Allah you, Ya Allah you, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik.